This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's 7 minutes after the hour. Time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Yes, we have experts here, experts in conversation, people who know their way around their mouths. And as a matter of fact, I want everybody to open up their mouth and say, Okay, that was enough. Joe Crummy. The evil one is here, along with Victoria Keelan, who's here to balance Joe out because she's lovely, personable, hasn't got an evil thought in her head, an evil bone in her body, and we are all together. Let's see, everybody else is gonzo. McFadden went to, where'd he go, to Jazz Fest or something?
Yes, he's at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, yep.
Wow, he's a big shot. He's on vacation every week.
What's up with
him?
He's always gone, yep. Okay, it's left to the minions, to us, to discuss what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. According to the charts released by Talkers Magazine, we spend this hour talking about the items that are on the list. I'll go through the list, the stories, and the people. And Mr. Crummy will be happy to engage you in his thoughts. And Ms. Keelan will be happy to engage you in her thoughts. And, of course, shy and retiring as I am, I may have a few thoughts on some of these things myself. So let's get started. First, the stories. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports? And so it's what happens here is we separate out sometimes some of the more outrageous conversations about sports. There are a lot of things that go on in the world that become, perfect fodder for conversation, a lot of these great radio programs. And the games themselves, not so much until it involves something like the event that took place, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night at Fenway Park this past week. A fellow who plays, I said it was Alex Jones.
It's a conspiracy.
Yes, it is. It's a conspiracy. It was not. We're talking about the talk host, Alex Jones. That was not who's playing center field for the Baltimore Orioles. It's not Alex. It's what's
Adam.
His first name? Adam. That's
Adam.
Right.
Adam Jones.
So Adam Jones, if you don't know this story, I can imagine anybody who's been paying attention doesn't know the story. But anyway, Joe, you worked for a while in Boston.
Yeah.
So
I mean, this is all about, the racism thing. And right. It happened again at Fenway, as you were alluding to a second ago. You know what? I mean, I lived in Boston. I know you know Boston. I lived in New York. Victoria, I know you know that. I lived in L.A., all that. I never thought Boston was any better or any worse. It has that reputation. And I never thought it with regard to race. It's just an anecdotal evidence from some guy who's lived in a lot of cities. I don't know, but how do you feel, Doug? I mean, it's an ugly incident. It's not something that reflects well at all on Boston.
It isn't. No, I mean, it's like a lot of other things. I've been criticized for overcooking the latest airline incident, the Delta thing, with those people getting kicked off. The news media is happy to spread it around. There are lots of people, 20 million people that ride planes every day, and most of them don't have any problems at all. How many games are played? How many baseball players are there? Is there racism that exists in baseball? There's racism in every sport. There's race. If sports are supposed to be iconoclastic or representative of what we are as a society, then it's very reflective. And, hello, let's take the rose-colored glasses off, especially when it comes to Boston, which in my mind, having lived in suburban Boston all my life, my father grew up in South Boston where these clowns came from that were throwing the peanuts. They were drunk as skunks. They were idiots. And that's the way it is. The Irish in Boston are outrageously racist. And I say that knowing and loving Victoria Keelan and
those aren't my
Irish
people, Doug, so I have no idea. Yeah, you do not have to apologize that at all.
You can own this one, buddy. But, yeah. You know, I'm sorry to hear that. And you know what it reminded me of? And Doug, you might remember this because they were saying Boston's got this reputation. Do you remember when they had that busing thing?
The federal government had to take over the school system for 18 years because the people running the system were racist. The kids that couldn't, the schools that they had were so, for blacks, and the black sections of Boston were so substandard. I mean, you can find this in any city, but they were so outrageous in Boston that the federal government took over and ran the school system for 18 years until they got their crap straightened out.
You know, there was that famous picture, too. What's the building downtown? It's not Faneuil Hall. I think it's that brick Georgian-style building that I think the Boston Massacre took place right in front of. I think it's what it was. And there was a famous picture, excuse me, of a guy using an American flag as a weapon. Remember that? That's the one you should look up on, Google Images. There's a guy, and he's using a flag and the pointy end of it like a spear.
Now, you know what everybody's
right
looking up?
Right in front of that building, I think where the Boston, isn't that, I mean, isn't
yeah,
that?
It's across the street, kitty corner across the street from Faneuil Hall, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's a contemporary building of Faneuil Hall.
Isn't that like Quincy Market or something? Isn't that
Quincy
right around
Market
there?
Is where Faneuil Hall is, yes. Quincy Market is where Faneuil Hall is, and then the other hall is across the street that he's talking about, and I can't remember what the name of it is. But, you know,
shame on you for that, Bostonian.
About Google Images, the number one Google image search this week goes back to the Kent State Massacre. For some reason or other, the news media has decided they want to stir that pot again, and it's the anniversary of what happened on Kent State. And so this is a perfect example in my mind. Maybe you both disagree with me. I am so tired of these people using the power of the press to scare people, to fill people full of fear. And I think it's up to us, in a way, to call them out on it. Because it really is, when you consider the basic fabric, and I made the statement because Pauline Frommer, who does the Frommer's Travel Guides, is on the air and talking about how 20 million people ride planes a day, and most of them don't have any problem at all. They get on, they get off, they get to where they're supposed to go. And she's right. And isn't that the case with most everything? Most every business runs well. Most everybody's lives run well. Most everything goes well. So that's not a headline. And you can't sell newspapers if you're telling the world everything is fine. Check back in with us tomorrow.
I didn't see that, but let me give you a different perspective on that. I think what you said was interesting. I went to the Burbank Public Library a week or so ago. I had to go with my kid because it was something he had to do for school.
Oh my
and there
God.
Was a guy who wrote, older guy, used to be the president of, I think, Dartmouth. His name, I believe, is James Wright. And he wrote a book about Vietnam and the era that you're talking about called Enduring Vietnam. This isn't a plug for the book, but I haven't read it. It was weird, though. The place was packed with a lot of middle-aged to older guys, and this guy gave his rap on Vietnam. And this is the era of which you speak, right, Doug?
Yeah.
You should have seen the guys
come
up and get
emotional
about it.
It was disgusting era in American history, the way they treated
it.
First of all, that we got involved is disgusting. We sent men over there to die for nothing. And some 45 or 6,000 people later, and by the way, the war was so unpopular because everybody who had an ounce of common sense knew that we didn't belong there and had no reason for being there.
60,000.
So they took it out on the soldiers who came back. Huh? They were just doing what they were told to do. They didn't declare war.
So it was very emotional. I mean, it was a very emotional time in America that people didn't know. I mean, it was like the last war that America got into that they thought that, you know, that a lot of people thought, you know, you got to fight it because it's an existential crisis.
I think that was
the
case.
That's the last time that was going to happen.
No, I don't think so. I think Iraq is another example, in Afghanistan, same kind of stuff.
But luckily, in my lifetime, there has never been, I've never heard anything disparaging about any military service men or woman. So luckily, that's completely shifted.
That's changed.
Yeah.
That has changed. Yeah, people doing what we ask them to do. But why do we send them, why are we asking them to do it? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, that's totally different.
Why? We weren't protected by going into Iraq. if we'd gone into, if they'd have done what they were capable of doing, the people in special forces, you can't even come close in any other, even the Israelis can't come close to us when it comes to those people and how well trained they are. So you send them over to pop off bin Laden. But no, you send over an armada, and bin Laden goes and hides in a cave someplace. And the same, you know, so we find him 20 years later and pop him off. Could have done the same with Saddam Hussein. Could do the same with, Abdullah Balanga in Syria. And, you know, any of these other people that are a problem. Kim Jong-un, bomb. See you later. Right? Am I right?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think it's with him. He's got all those weapons aimed at Seoul, which is only, what, 40?
No, no. And I just, heard you send the SEALs into North Korea and you shoot them.
People
they
in
know,
that area.
Joe, they yeah, know yeah. where they've got a U-2 flying over North Korea. They know where Kim Jong-un is every second of every day. I had a friend who was the first female pilot in the Air Force of a U-2. Her job was to fly over Iraq at 100,000 feet every day. They could see the car that really was Saddam's car. They could see his license plate from that plane. They knew where he was every second of every day. They could have popped him off any time. And I submit to you that we have the technology and are using it to know where these people are every second of every day. They can predict. They've got them. They can. They're bugging him. They know what all these people are doing.
Oh, I love that kind of stuff.
Show them.
I'm a big fan. I love that kind of stuff. The thing is, though, if you take him out, you don't know whether they're not going to launch on Seoul. I mean, you may take him out, and then they're going to freak, and somebody's going to push a button. And that, I think that. Otherwise, I'm with you. Take him out. I don't care how they fix the problem. Just fix it. Either kill him, get rid of him, or make friends with him. I don't care. Just fix it.
I'm sure you're right, Doug. I'm sure we know where that fat dumpling is at all times. So, you know, he's not. But Joe, you're right. It could be very complex. We don't know who's second in command. What are you going to get? You know?
You see that the results of that when we bump off Saddam Hussein, and then there's a vacuum created, and what's there? And it goes back to, if you go back to the Europeans that divvied up the Middle East. And divvied up the Asian, the Pacific Rim, and they divvied up Africa. They did the same thing. They're the ones who created this mess, and then the oil companies came in and made it worse. So, you know, that's hindsight, and it's 2020, it doesn't fix the thing. We got all the way to there from discussing racism. Man, that was cool. Good for you. Joe Crummy, Evil Thoughts, is his podcast, and Victoria Keelan, Sweet Thoughts, her podcast. It's 19 past the hour.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
Thank you. know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Up, Carol, will you please?
Na, 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 na. Hey, 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 goodbye.
The Democrats were singing this to the Republicans this week when the House Republicans secured their 216th yes vote on the American Health Care Act. Democrats began, you don't have to go away with it. You can keep playing it. That's a good tune. That's a, remember, were you ever a jock, Joe? Joe the jock?
Heck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Right. Do you ever play this song? You're not quite.
Oh, we loved it. Yeah, it was really fun. We thought it was a cool song. I was 14.
Tony Bristol and that bunch of studio guys.
Out of New York City. That's
It's a great, great thing. So anyway, the implication of the Democrats waving goodbye to the Republicans, they say, at least the Dems, believe that the Republicans cost themselves their political careers by voting for an overhaul of what was heretofore known as Obamacare. And, of course, the news media all over this. So the bill, this is the number one story this week, according to Talkers Magazine. We're all together here. Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts, you ought to check out. He's got a lot of provocative thoughts there. Smart, 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 smart.
Thank you, Doug. We do them every day. Every day.
From the, do you? Every day. That's good.
Every day. Monday through Friday, we do a fresh podcast every day. We'll do one today.
Fresh podcasts. I hope that
fresh
some of the things you
thoughts
put in
every day
are reflective of your experience on this program. Matter of fact, Victoria Keelan is very intelligent and from the DJV world. Joins us with comments on some of these stories. I don't necessarily go through them. I started at 10 and we didn't get. I think we only got to 9. I'm just going to mention them.
We've been
doing
this with you for like a month or two now. I realize we never really get all.
No, we never get to all of them. Number 8 is the French presidential race. The number seven item is the.
Wait a minute! The French thing. I'll do it really quick. It's really cool. You know, they are in the middle of a big fight now. The Russians are supposedly hacking that election too with fake Twitter accounts, and the liberal guy's really mad because he says the Russians are saying he's got a fake account with a lot of offshore money in the Bahamas.
What I like most about the liberal guy is his wife is twice as old as he is.
That is an interesting story. Behind the scenes there. Yeah. Right. He's 39 and she's, what, 55?
60. No, 60? 60-something. Yeah, 63.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, anyway, the police shooting in Texas, I don't want to talk about that. I do want to talk about what a clown Stephen Colbert is. He's number six in that anti-Trump rant where he used a crude sexual reference.
Yeah.
What a jerk. Number
we
five.
We can't even talk about it. That's fine.
Yeah,
we'll
go back through these in a minute. I just want to get to go through the list so at least we've mentioned all the things. Trump's budget is number five. The religious freedom order, which did nothing, it's a big waste of time, is number four. North Korea is three. Comey and Hillary are number two. And the health care bill is number one. So I don't know what else to say about the health care bill. You got any, either of the two of you have observations?
Well, I think everybody's getting, first of all, you know, the thing on the
wait a minute. Hold on a second. What? Joe. You're very impolite. Ladies first.
I did not know. I'm sorry. I am not worthy.
I think from a female perspective, the things that are standing out, which I am not panicking about yet, because I do think when it gets to the Senate that a lot of this stuff is going to kind of get eradicated. But, you know, some of the things that are absolutely preposterous, C-sections, and if you're a victim of rape, that's considered a pre-existing condition and that your insurance doesn't need to cover you for health care for that. That's insane.
You saw that in the bill? I didn't hear that.
That's all over the internet at this point. That's just...
How to get unelected. You know. The Democrats are right then. If the news media publicizes it that way, then those people will all get tossed out of office.
Anyone who signs off on that, I mean, that's just absurd. And things like, you know, if you're born with some sort of a birth defect, that's a pre-existing condition, stuff.
That's the conversation with Jimmy Kimmel. All right, we'll pause now, and then Crummy can have his 2 cents worth or 8 cents worth in a few moments, 28 after the hour.
Hey, remember a couple years ago when we thought we'd save some money with do-it-yourself window coverings?
Unfortunately, yes. I measured.
I ordered.
We both installed. What a disaster.
All the way around. And we're pretty good at do-it-yourself. But obviously, window coverings really call for a pro.
A pro from Budget Blinds.
They're the do-it-for-me people. They bring the store to you, come in and measure, then install it all.
And that style and service for every budget thing they talk about? Turns out it's for real.
Right. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
That's a no-brainer.
And this spring, you could get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Save money and your dignity. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS or budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself.
Get an expert to do it for you at a price that fits your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Get that spring flooring project done with incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof flooring up to 24% off. All water-resistant Dream Home Ultra X2O laminate is 11 to 13% off. And get 10% off pre-finished engineered hardwood and engineered bamboo. They're great for every environment and every level of your home. More deals from 69 cents plus special financing. Get the perfect floor with deals from Lumber Liquidators today.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Minutes after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with my pals in broadcasting, Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Yes, that's that Joe Crummy. The podcast he has is called Evil Thoughts. You can find it on Facebook and Twitter. Be found at joecrummy.net. C-R-U-M-M-E-Y. Make sure you spell it right, because who knew I have a crummy experience without the right crummy. Anyway, he's got lots of things going for him, including a good brain, a good broadcast resume, and comments that help us understand some of the things that are going on. The Talkers Overview, Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, responsible every week, 52 weeks of the year, as a list of the top 10 stories becomes the prominent conversation here in this hour, and also an hour I do with Michael Harrison, second part of our Countdown Reality. A list of people this week on that list includes the people running in France. Number 9, Jimmy Kimmel. Number 8, Stephen Colbert. Number 7, Sean Spicer. Kim Jong-un is number 6. Paul Ryan's 5. Barack Obama's 4. Hillary Clinton's 3. James Comey is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So I think we've gone through and said we're sort of dodging some of these bullets, but there are other things that we really do want to talk about here. And as always, the challenge is how do we at least mention all of the 10 items, but even though we know we can't get all of the discussion that we'd like to get in the confines of our time. Number 6, the Stephen Colbert anti-Trump rant. I can't even imagine that people who are in his political wheelhouse think that that was funny or appropriate. It's just at some point, these people take themselves so seriously. He thinks he's important. Boy, has he got another a few things to learn. He's nothing. He's a gnat on the fly of an elephant. And yet,
well, not according to his ratings, but I think his ratings have gone to his head. I mean,
his ratings are nowhere near where David Letterman's were or the other shows that were preceding. We have a different world of late night now. I find his arrogance annoying. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. Anyway, go ahead, Victoria. You were saying.
Okay. Well, no, I mean, I was surprised because in the beginning, when he took over that show, I was a fan of David Letterman's, and the show to me is just boring now. But he has been gaining in the ratings, and I think there were a few weeks where he's beaten Fallon. So he is a presence. I mean, that is just a fact,
that
whether you like him or not.
Either because he's Fallon's.
Fallon's incredibly popular with millennials, so yeah. So Colbert became sort of the answer for adults.
I suppose. Okay.
You know what was interesting to me yesterday is I was listening to Colbert the day after. You know, what is he going to say? Mm. And he was really cool. He came out and he said, you know, I'm still here and I'm still the host. And I survived it, you know. And then you had the president in the Rose Garden yesterday after he, you know, had his, I don't know, legislative victory. Whatever. And he said the exact same thing, the same emotion. He was going, I'm the president. I'm really here. And it was just funny that you had both these guys, impressed about the ground upon which they stood. And it was really interesting to see both guys having that in common, that they're both amazed that they're where they are. And it was funny to see that yesterday.
It's called pitching oneself.
Yeah, right. And they were both doing it, and it was really wild to see that.
Mm-hmm. By the way, to flash back a little bit, I said when we were talking just before the break at the bottom of the hour, you started, and then I said, ladies first, and then I didn't go back to you. So let's go back to your either answer to Victoria's point or on your own.
Well, I guess we were talking about a couple things. Number one, on the James Comey thing, the James Comey show, which was when Wednesday he's on TV all day. It's like, all right, enough. I was listening to what he had to say. I'm surprised that Huma Abedin is not in jail. I'm surprised if she was forwarding all that email to Anthony Weiner and it was classified. I'm like, what's up with that? And that's probably why you don't.
Yeah. She's using his
it was
laptop,
on his laptop. They share a laptop.
Right.
Yeah.
It was, she was sending it to him. I mean, forwarding
she wasn't
it to
sending
him.
It to him. She was sending it to that computer, which they both shared. It had nothing to do with him, really. He was just, it became the victim here. I mean, he's being investigated for perpetrating sexual what's
right.
with a 12-year-old or whatever he's doing now. And so they grab his laptop, and as as an ancillary benefit, they find all these emails to Hillary Clinton that she said she didn't produce.
Yeah, it was on Carlos Danger had access to that computer, and she knew it. On the healthcare thing, I looked up what Victoria had talked about, and I definitely saw it in the Huffington Post a few minutes ago. You know what I think is a general overview on healthcare that most people don't talk about is that we have these insurance companies, and on one hand, we expect them to operate like private businesses, but at the same time, we want to regulate them like public utilities. And to me, it's a Frankenstein of regulation. I think Frankenstein was prettier. Than the regulations in healthcare, because they're going to have to fix what Victoria is talking about. Who's going to pay? Are we going to allow people to tailor their insurance policy to what they need? And if so, how do you make up that money? with other people that need other services, the things that Victoria was talking about. It's a mess.
Well,
it's a total mess.
What's the mindful way? This is the question which doesn't have an answer necessarily. The mindful way of being responsible when it comes to situations that Jimmy Kimmel described this week regarding his new baby. Those circumstances don't get paid for, as I understand it, in this new rewrite,
right,
even though there is a way, or there ought to be a way, that if you're going to have a health care bill, that these things are taken care of. Now, I don't know what went on in the mother's womb, whether there are things that should have been seen then and helped her address, maybe, maybe not. We're all speculating here. But what the public is going to have to add, we can all say those things need to be covered, and pretty much people of conscience will agree that they ought to be covered. But who's going to pay?
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, we end up paying for things that are not our responsibility, and that's where it gets sticky. I don't want to pay for things that are not a problem to me and or my family. I don't want to be in a pool. I don't think it's fair. I mean, I'm beyond age-wise having to worry about it because I'm in Medicare at the moment, but now there are a lot of people who think Medicare ought to cover everybody no matter what your age.
Well, that would be single payer.
And, yeah.
And it freaks a lot of people out. I'm willing to look at single payer, but what I would like to see, though, is some kind of incentive, and this freaks out a lot of people, for cost, to keep costs down, to keep, what's that incentive going to be? If it's all free, I have a funny feeling the cost is going to just go crazy.
Right, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. If there's some kind of incentive, like and this freaks people when I mention this.
Well,
what if at the end of the year you get money back for services you don't use? And when I mention that, people go crazy. But I'm thinking, how do we make people think more about what it costs? And how do we do that? I'm certainly those geniuses in Washington, D.C.
Well, you know what it costs because you go in there and you see the bill. The problem is that the irresponsibility of the way is I don't know which comes first here, the chicken or the egg. The way they are charging for Kleenex, the old, $4 for a box of stuff you can buy in the drugstore for 29 cents, that kind of stuff. But
it's worse
becomes
than that.
it becomes a symbol of how badly the system is run. And some say it's because it's inefficient because it's too big. And others say the problem is that so many people are coming in and taking advantage and not paying that we have to pass the charges on, somehow or other.
Well, I think there's some of that, too. But even if you just said, okay, let each state run it, take some federal dollars, ship it out to the states, let them run it, it's still a state bureaucracy.
It's inefficient. You're right, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
There's fraud, corruption, waste, abuse, all that stuff.
Yeah.
That becomes part of government programs. All right, food for thought, 43 after the hour. A cure for disease as we know it. This is the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. The Nobel Prize in 1998 went to three doctors, Dr. Robert Fergott, Louis Ignaro, and Farid Murad. All of them had discovered 10 years before the importance of nitric oxide in the functioning of your body. I don't want to get too heavy here. That's sort of a doctor explanation from one of our two doctors on the program. What I want you to know is that very easily you can get your blood boosted with Super Beets. Victoria drinks them every day. Probably
gets
them to you, Joe. Drinking Super Beets opens up your system, circulation superfood, because nitric oxide, when it's in your system, causes various things to expand, and that includes your arteries. So they get bigger, the blood goes through your body better, gets to your muscles, your brain, all of the various aspects of your body, the microvessels that need to be charged up. That's what healthy blood flow, which leads to healthy blood pressure, is all about. It's an amazing vegetable, the beet. They make, non-GMO beets. They now plant them all over the country this time of year. They grow them, they harvest them, they cook them, they dry them, they powder them, just like they did at NASA for the astronauts, and you got a circulatory superfood. Feed your body the right way, open up your arteries, and be healthy again. Call 800-655-4183. 800-655-4183. Ask for Super Beets. With your first order, you get a 30-day bonus, 30-day supply free. 800-655-4183. Free shipping. Mention Doug Steffen It's guaranteed. The product is guaranteed or your money back. Go to DougLikesBeats.com to order or call 800-655-4183.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the pool that will turn your kids' fingers into prunes on hot summer days. The living room where your dad will explain the nuances of football to you. Yet again. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll alphabetize your spice collection and discover forgotten, furry, what is that, in the back of the fridge.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
How long would it take you to get to a hospital in a critical emergency? More than 85 million Americans live more than an hour's drive from a trauma center. Emergency transport by helicopter is often the only way to get a patient to the hospital when every minute counts, especially in rural communities. Dr. Dark Havaspor says it can be a matter of life and death and that we need to protect access to these vital medical services.
It's a trauma surgeon like myself or an ER physician who receives these patients in the emergency room. So I see firsthand what an incredible difference it makes when patients arrive in the ER having been transported quickly by the air medical crew. It's during these emergencies that every second matters, and we really cannot let these services go away.
With rising healthcare costs and increased hospital closures, supporters of emergency air medical services have launched the Save Our Air Medical Resources campaign to protect access to emergency healthcare for millions of Americans. For more information, visit soarcampaign.com. I'm Doug Desher reporting.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right. So here we are. One more item of interest here. It seems to me this is outside of our... of the normal wheelhouse, but I really feel that it's important to talk about the things we never seem to get into television, we never seem to get into pop culture on this program, and I think that a name that ought to be on the top of the list this week is Ryan Seacrest, who's a radio guy at heart. I don't know if you've ever met him or been around him, Joe, but you were talking off air about me and what I've created in the world of radio. Seacrest has been very smart. And he's figured out how to make a lot more money than you and I are making.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he saw how to do it and he was determined to do it. I think it's a great example for anybody in any business, who sets their mind to a goal. Create a goal. Keep it in your mind. There are all kinds of spiritual and religious implications that come from people who create. He's a creator. And in whether it's ideas he plants in people's minds, he made up his mind that he wanted to be like Dick Clark, and he's
yes.
done an amazing job of doing that. He also has followed in the footsteps of Larry King and some others.
Merv Griffin
was another one of those guys. I was mentioning off the air to Doug that you mentioned my podcast Evil Thoughts, and I do it every day and all that. It's the first thing I've ever done in my life where I said I'm going to build this thing, and it gives me an incredible sense of admiration for guys like Ryan Seacrest or guys like you or Dick Clark. When you want to build something, I always heard people talk like that when they want to start a business, they're working 24/7. And that's exactly right. You know, when I do the podcast, you got to get out there and make it work. You got to create it, then you got to push it, and you got to do this stuff, and it never stops.
And you got to have something that people are going to be interested in listening to or watching. So the conversation about Seacrest, not only did he start working with Kelly Ripa this week, but also American Idol discussion resurfaced going to ABC, so that now that he works for ABC, he'll make it happen. You wait and see. Joe, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Joe Crummy with Victoria Keelan here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You are now connected, say on Facebook, to the world of superheroes. Supermen, superwomen, superbugs, right? The ant. That's a superbug, Chucker, right?
Super. Sure.
Who else? The Spider-Man. What other
what about
bugs?
Ant-Man? What about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man, yes. All those great items. So Superman, though, started it. You claim Superman is the first of all the superheroes, and I think that's probably true. Superman, the comic, the two guys who wrote it were writing it in the 30s, I think, weren't they?
That is correct. I mean, that movie was a huge hit in 1978 and really launched the beginning stages of what we see now in the very popular ongoing superhero trend. But I remember sitting in a theater back in 1978 at the Kingsway Movie Theater in Brooklyn, New York. I think I sat in the second row and watched Superman. And it was an awesome movie, and it still holds up really well today. Christopher Reeve, an unknown at the time, got the coveted role of the Man of Steel and was iconic in that part. You know, it's funny because back in those days, the studios, which is Warner Brothers, released that film, really wanted an A-list actor to play Superman, and they bantied about a whole bunch. I mean, it's almost ridiculous if you think about it. They considered Robert Redford. It would have been really interesting. Even Paul Newman, Burt Reynolds, even Nick Nolte was considered as Superman, and Sylvester Stallone really wanted that part, but they went with the unknown Christopher Reeve, which was the right part.
I didn't know that. Sylvester Stallone won it, really?
Yeah, I don't think that would have worked very well. But in terms of Lex Luthor, Gene Hackman was really good. He got him and Marlon Brando actually got top billing in that film. Christopher Reeve, who was Superman, got third billing. But Marlon Brando got big money for a very small role as Jor-El, and was very bizarre, reportedly, on set.
Yeah, well, he was pretty bizarre anyway, under that.
But if you look at the trend, I mean, Superman, then you had Superman 2 in 1980, which was, I think, a great movie. Part 3, they made it a comedy with Richard Pryor. The material started to fall apart. Part 4 was awful. And then you had to wait till 89 until Warner Brothers revived the superhero movie trend with Tim Burton's Batman, a flawed but fascinating movie, which really relaunched the genre. And then Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy, which I think is the landmark of superhero movies. But then when Marvel got involved with the original Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr., that was a game changer. And they really have some smart people over at Disney Marvel running the show, and just about everything they produce is embraced by fans and high quality stuff. So if you're waiting for this trend to end, I don't think it's going to end anytime soon. It's going to go on for the next at least 15, 20 years.
My superheroes were Roy Rogers, Gene Autry, the Lone Ranger.
A hamburger joint was your hero?
All right, we'll pause now. Chucker's got a list of all the movies coming out this weekend and his predictions for what will be number one after this.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
All right, so, Chuck, what do we have? The Guardians out this weekend. What else?
That's really, primarily, that's the big film that opens nationwide, tracking anywhere between $140 to $160 million opening weekend. Most experts expect the top range. I went to see it last night. Overall, I thought the script was somewhat of a mess in terms of story structure, but still it was very entertaining simply because the cast chemistry is so good. And the character of Baby Groot is going to really radiate to family audiences. And probably the biggest scene stealer I've seen in a genre movie since Gizmo back in 1984 with Gremlins. The movie ends on a really high note. Overall, I give it a 7.5 out of 10. Family audiences are going to really like it, and the movie's going to make a lot of money.
So you're saying bring your children, no matter what their age, to this movie?
Yeah, I think so. I would say so. My 11-year-old daughter, who normally radiates to zombies and vampires, really liked it.
All right, okay, perfect. Chuck Curry, boys and girls.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.